You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This podcast was brought to you by Harry's Razors, the best damn razors on the market.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kate Wolf. This is Invasion of Privacy.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we have a special guest.
Oh, hi.
Oh, sorry. Carrie Margolis. Did I say your last name right again?
Yes. You nailed it.
Look at you. Get first try.
Thank you. And Karen, you've been on before, but Joe wasn't here.
No, you flaked last time.
Yeah, ditching all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't do it all the time.
You owe the fans an apology. You tell them right now.
I'm so sorry. Kate, fuck you.
But fans, he's 23, so... I know.
I'm 23.
And he's sweating right now. Like crazy.
Sweating my fucking dicks off.
You are just sweating.
More than one.
Because were you running to get here? Is that why?
No.
No, well, you weren't.
No, but I'm a little drunk right now because I just came from that thing and there was
Are you
an
sweating
because
you're drunk?
No, I don't sweat when I'm drunk. Is
I
that
don't
a thing?
Know.
It's
maybe.
Called drunken sweats.
I don't know. If
it's Karen will just back me up no matter what I say.
It's like it was drunk by sweat. The Javits Center. So like there's nothing over there.
Okay.
There's no like cabs or trains, so you gotta like walk five
and
blocks.
What was this place you were at? This is why he missed the first the last week's podcast,
right?
So where were you at?
This thing called the New Fronts. It's like a bunch of advertisers and you present a bunch of shit, and I had to like present.
And you said you were sitting next to Piers Morgan.
Yeah,
that's hysterical.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Who's Piers Morgan again? I know he's like he's a rich
he's an editor at large at Daily Mail, and he was on X Factor. He's like one of the judges.
Oh, that's who Piers Morgan
And I'm
is.
Sure he's done numerous things,
like
but I just don't know.
He's like a news guy now. He does news.
Yeah, he was on CNN thing, right? For a while, but then, you know, he's
No,
a,
I know he's famous. I'm right. Just like, yeah.
Did you squeeze him to see if his body would go back to its original shape?
I didn't. I thought about it, but I refrained because I didn't.
Because he's like squishy.
He actually had security with him. He had like
really?
Four dudes, yeah. But I think it could have took all of them. I'm
would
just
you have been able to take me to this thing?
No, I couldn't take anyone.
Oh, well, instead I was filming for Elite Daily. Did you ever see the Gen Y things?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was presenting for the series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You were in the sizzle. You were playing in the...
Oh, I was playing there. Yes! Which one?
The New Front one.
No, I'm saying which video?
That one. Remember we made one for the New Front?
Oh, and then I wasn't in it.
Yes, you were.
How?
Because you fucking did the lines.
Oh, that's right. I did do the lines. I thought it was for the live streaming thing. Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Okay, forget it. Anyway, now that so I want to talk about. Okay, so I went to see the Avengers movie.
Here we go.
But no. This is what I want to talk about. So many movies. Here we go. You're dick. So many movies and like books. I feel like they're predicting these end of the world events. Like there's this one movie coming out called San Andreas.
Okay.
It's the rocks in it, but it's about like the San Andreas fault line and all the earthquakes that are going to happen and blah, 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 blah.
Haven't the movies been doing this always?
Has this been all time?
I thought that movie was about Grand Theft Auto. Like, you know Grand Theft Auto, the video game? How like they had San Andreas and he was just like killing a bunch of people. I thought that's what it was going to be.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, I thought that's what it was going to be.
No. Well, I guess, well, now that we've already almost discussed that no one thinks the end of the world is. No, I don't really necessarily think the end of the world's happening, by the way. But I do feel like resources are running out, you know, climate change, the glaciers are melting. And I know this doesn't, it's not going to seem like it adds up, but even the Baltimore riot stuff, I feel like people have just had enough. I know this sounds like it's not connected to Earth stuff, but I feel like in general, people have had enough of this like very controlling system that's no longer working. I think it's beyond race. I think America.
You're talking about environmental stuff?
I know. Now it's going to say.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you are right about the global warming thing, and that's like a big deal that's not going to change. But it's not necessarily the end of the world, but it could be the end of our world, certainly.
Yeah.
It like looks like it's going to be that.
No. So this is okay. I'm mixing. I kind of started off really mushed. Of course. The Earth's going to stay. By the way, humans can be gone, the Earth's going to be keeping on going, okay? Dinosaurs left.
Listen, if everyone is dead, it's not Earth anymore. It's just a fucking thing.
It's still Earth.
No, we named this motherfucker. If there's no one around and say, hey, it's Earth.
Actually, it doesn't depend on us. It's the other way around.
Well, the Earth's soul is called Gaia, everyone. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And Gaia will still be here, and the aliens will still be around. Whatever. I don't
think humans... Who named Earth? Who did that?
I mean, it's just her name.
No. Oh, it's a woman now. This is getting
real
fucking...
It's Mother Earth. Hello. Pay attention.
That's just a saying.
I don't think so. Okay, anyway. He keeps it real. Otherwise, I'd spin off into like alien land. Like,
I think that the Baltimore riots are just
no. Okay, well, that's why I missed
metaphors.
What I'm trying
for
to say
the Earth's
is
crumbling.
No, just listen.
But here's my thing.
I do think it all kind of. I think there are major changes going on all levels. But I think let's just talk about the system. You know, is I think America. Think about what America's founded on. You know, we came here. There were natives that were actually way more in touch with the earth and the land, and we just fucking raped and pillaged, mm-hmm. and created this structure. So I feel like it's not just with race.
It's not limited to America. Like literally every country has done that, and there's no such thing as a country that's not based on rape and killing. They're all completely. They all are. But are you? Is this a specifically American thing that you're talking about, or is it a world thing?
I think the system's failing in every country. I think what's happening is people are becoming more awake and aware. And more aware that there's like a control thing and we're just not no longer as we become more aware and awake, we're not as willing to just go along with what people say.
But what do you mean by aware and awake?
I don't think so. I think it's just we have more ways of being able to see things
like the internet.
Yeah. Like, I don't think people are more aware or awake. I think everyone's still dumb. I still think everyone's stupid and they're like, hey, I'm just going to throw this brick because everyone else is throwing bricks.
No, I think we're evolving a bit in terms
of
consciousness.
And I don't think any of that
awareness
is connected. I feel
of
like
what,
people
though?
Have been pissed off forever about this system. You know, I don't think it's like, oh, now everyone is upset. I just think that now it's easier to push it in our faces. Like, it's been... It's
well, everybody has
shit
a
like
voice
this is,
now.
Right, but everyone... It's been pushed out. Like, this has been going on for how long? Everyone's against something at some point. No one likes it. Not everyone's gonna like the system.
I don't know. I just feel like something's changing more. Like, even with the Occupy Wall Street protests, I feel like because we're becoming, and the internet has a big part of it, I think because we're becoming more aware of what's going on. Because before, if you just depend on the news channels, mm-hmm. like on TV, they can only say what they want to say. Now you can go and actually find out the truth. So for me, the Baltimore riots is just one example where people have had enough of a broken system. So
yeah.
That's
Yeah, of course they've had enough
of being controlled and not having, you know, power being taken away, not being treated fairly.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying, because you're like, the world's going to lead to the end of the world. But what you're saying is like a historical pattern that's happened like hundreds of times
for
thousands of years. Well, so I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
I am.
It could be a paradigm shift, which is like the end of the world. But it, like, will human society endure? Yes, it will. There's probably like tons of. Like, lots, you're right, lots of things are changing. Even, like, Israel-Palestine is, like, going to be a thing soon.
I guess
that's kind of the end of the world to a lot of people.
I'm not saying that I think the end of the world's actually coming. I think when the glaciers melt, they actually have, like, a map of the future.
Right.
Of the future world, and it shows what's going to be underwater, yeah. What's not going to be. But people will just move inland or whatever. But I think that there is something going on. Like, we are going to run out of resources. We're going to have to do it in a different way. We're literally going to, I don't know, it's called a shattering. I think there's like a shattering that's going to happen where the system's not going to work anymore and we're going to have to find a new way.
But maybe that's just like natural pushback from a planet that's being overburdened and overconsumed.
Absolutely. And I think the humans are reacting. You know, like when a storm comes and animals start acting crazy. I think a part of our reaction is a bigger shift with the Earth as well. Being not like physically it's reacting.
Long story short, we're going to have to build another ark and get on it with the animals.
It's going to be your ark.
What happened to the space station? Why don't we just put some people in space? Why don't we do that?
I think that probably costs a lot of money.
And space is a very hateful place to be. You don't want to be up there forever.
That's go to space for a couple of
I love that.
Seconds.
It's a very hateful place to be. Did you guys see Interstellar?
I didn't,
no.
But I really do.
You should see it.
I really want to because I heard it's very interesting.
Well, you know, in that movie, it's like we've tanked the Earth. You know what I mean? It's just becoming more and more of a hostile place to live. The air quality, the dust storms. So they're trying to find a new place and they're exploring other possibilities. Yeah. So you guys should see. It blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's real or, you know, but it was really interesting. So, yeah, I just think, like I said, I don't think actually that it's the end of humanity. I just think there are going to be a lot of changes. And I think even technology speeding up is actually what's contributing too. I mean, we're just... Soon they're going to be robots. They're already making crazy, weird robot things. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know what the future looks like.
Well, isn't it like the size of microprocessors is reduced by half every couple of years or like every 16 months or something? Like
I don't even know what
it's
that
like
is.
It's like what the little thing, like green and gold thing that makes your everything work.
Okay.
So they get smaller and smaller, and that's why our devices get smaller and smaller, and they also get more powerful because they can fit more stuff on there, and it does it faster. They can stack them and stuff. And the rate of that doubles every like year and a half or 2 years, like something crazy.
But I think it's even speeding up. Like, I feel like we're accelerating. I think that not just with that, but I think the rate of technology increasing or getting more advanced, it's increasing the more and more we make. I feel like the internet, Apple products, all those, like soon, literally people are going to have their fucking phones injected into them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we're slowly.
But people have also been saying that forever. Like when we were kids, it was we're going to have flying cars in the year 2000. And like a lot of shit didn't pan out, you know?
Totally.
I mean, a plane is a flying car. It's a bus. It's a bus. Are we, is it not?
That's hysterical. No, you're right. A plane is a flying bus.
Car. Yeah. It's a bus.
She means like instead of regular cars.
But here's the thing. Flying cars, right?
I think like regular cars will become flying cars.
You're talking back to the future. It took me a while.
I'm so stoned. It took me like a full 20 seconds to understand what you're saying. All right. Go ahead. It's a bus.
I think that it's good that we don't have flying cars, because how many people do you know that cannot drive? Now you want to drive fucking a mile in the air?
You're getting it wrong. Crazy? They fly themselves. It's the whole thing is taken care of. Jesus. It's the future.
Silly me. Jesus.
Silly you.
Excuse him. He's just an idiot, Karen. Future.
Oh, no.
I didn't read up on flying cars before I got here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Actually, when Tim, because Tim actually researches this stuff, him and I used to get into debates about this, because he would be really like, he actually knows way more than I do because he actually reads, so he's not just over here being like, well, what I think. but we would still get into debates where I'm like, no, I don't think that's what, you know, because I don't know if an apocalypse is coming or what the hell's happening, but I try to be much more positive.
What do you think we can or should do about it if that's what's happening? Anything?
I think there are different things. Like, well, one thing, it would be nice if we all knew how to actually grow our own food. You know?
Even if we did, there's not like space in New York City for that.
I think it'd almost be like,
you think everyone should be
clearing out of the city a bit,
growing crops.
Not everyone, but I think that would be a step, is actually learning how to live off the land a bit, and be resourceful. That could be. Why are you giving me that look like that?
We should all grow corn and carrots.
I think it's more about the chaos that might happen when everyone starts freaking out. Like if more riots happen or whatever, if resources run out, I almost think we should get more in touch. This is going to be corny. Spiritually, to even know how to ride it. Because I think there, as the changes come, the more you can just be centered and not freak out when those things happen and just kind of be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, but isn't there a certain freak out threshold? Like if push comes to shove, people are going to freak the fuck out. And centeredness might not help. You know, like immediate concerns for the immediate future preclude calmness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if it comes down to that, really, that's going to be like a whole other world of not being centered.
I guess it all depends on what it looks like. If it becomes like Walking Dead, apocalyptic, that kind of thing, yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's my dream.
It probably doesn't matter if you meditate.
Honestly, yeah, that's my dream.
Really?
If I had to pick...
Wait, like a dream?
No. Like, yes. Like, if I had to pick a way to die, it would be in like an apocalypse.
Really?
A zombie. Like, just me on my roof with like a semi-automatic just teeing off on zombies. How sick is that? And then eventually they come up behind you and
see,
get you.
See, for you, me, I'd be done. Like,
oh my God.
I get urinary tract infections so easily if I don't drink enough water.
I do too.
So in an apocalypse, you don't get as much water as I need. Like, I'd already just be done.
I have like a million conditions that will be exacerbated by the apocalypse.
Exactly.
Guys, just stock up on water and then you got no worries about UTIs. You get your guns.
Yeah, but if you have to be on the run, you know how heavy water is too?
Who the fuck goes on the run? They're zombies. They walk.
And sex is very irritating. You can get right by them. It's just like very hard to account for that sometimes. It's an irritation, so.
But
okay, and also, don't tell me how fast the zombies walk, because
they walk.
Let me tell you. No. World War Z. Do you see those zombies? Those were some fucking rabies-esque zombies, and they were not fucking walking. They were and then like running creepy. Listen, so we don't know what a zombie apocalypse would look like.
The fastest zombie there is, I'm beating in a race backwards.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
I love how you're so certain.
Unless Usain Bolt becomes a zombie, then we all got trouble. Then we got trouble. Everyone's dead because he's lightning fast.
First of all, thank you guys for actually talking about this when none of us had any research into this at all.
Is there research? Are people just make shit up?
No, there are some people who like study, like, okay, the resources are going to, you know, if we use this up at this time.
And
yeah, I don't have them, so I apologize. Because there are some people who know you know, when if the glaciers keep melting at the same rate, mm-hmm. this is when that's going to happen. If we use up oil at this rate.
Well, it's all soon. That's like, you don't even have to know the specific number. It's happening now and we can't do anything about it, which is sad. And soon it's going to like really hit the fan.
Just drink your water. Like, take advantage while it's still here.
I agree with that.
Store up on water,
I
dude.
Get water fat for the lean years. I agree with
water
that.
Water fat.
I'm reading Dune. You have to read Dune. Has anybody in this room read Dune?
Okay, tell us about Dune, Karen.
Oh, you guys, I'm on the fourth book.
Karen's been hired by Dune to promote it now. Tell us.
It's so good. It's just so goddamn good. I can't even like... I'm not going to do it justice. It's an amazing science fiction book by this guy named Frank Herbert. It was written like the 60s. And it's like futurist, but it's really nowist. You know, it's like... It's really insightful. It puts everything in terms of like the Semitic like roots, but in the future. It's right. really interesting. Like, people live on all these planets. I'm not doing it any kind of justice. You have to read Dune.
Read Dune?
Yeah. There's six books, but you just
I'm down to hear about living on other planets.
She's going to go home and buy every fucking book Skyrim wrote.
It's so good.
You know how I love this shit. I can't get enough.
She's like, wait, future? I'm in. Fuck it. I'll just read whatever.
Well, I like science fiction, so.
Do you? I like science fiction.
Nerd, if Kate read in a book that fish... We're going to take over the world. She'd be like, yeah, I'm
open to it.
She's like, yeah,
I'm not
fish.
In. I said, I'm open
to it.
The
soldiers in the
She's
future
like,
are
they can breathe underwater.
Speakers.
What?
Fish See? Speakers, they're called.
Look what just happened.
The future soldiers, yes.
See, I don't lie.
Synchronicity just happening all over. Well, let's think about it. Let's think about it. You want to go fish? Let's talk about some fish, okay?
Oh, look what I did. Jesus
think about
Christ.
What happens, though, the more and more water-based the Earth gets. We have tons of life. Living under the water, people.
So we need more fish. Great.
No, I'm not saying we need
there's
more
fish. Fucking,
I'm just saying.
So should we evolve?
There's more red lobsters opening up.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying it's feasible.
We're
that
all
we going to
ride sharks.
People.
Everyone's going to have a submarine instead of a car.
Probably.
That'd be sick, actually.
It sounds like a definite reality.
Actually, submarines are fucking terrifying.
Well, if a big disaster did happen, let's just be honest, a lot of the Earth's population would be kaput.
Yeah.
So there'd
including
be less people.
New York, like, first, because we're an island on the eastern.
Well, remember when Hurricane Sandy Atlantic. Happened? We were, like, half of Manhattan was submerged.
I do remember that.
That was fucked.
It was fun as hell.
Wait, did you have fun?
I had so much fun. Where'd
you live,
though? I was untouched in Washington Heights, where I still live. I was on a hill across my hospital and a police station. I could not be better situated to ride out
disaster. I live near the East River. And
shit.
And like where Rikers is, so it's like on the water where I live. I'm like surrounded, kind of, and nothing happened to us. And we stayed at like my mom and my sister were like, "We're getting the fuck out of here," and they left.
Really?
Where
they go?
They went to the Long Island where they lost power. We didn't even fucking lose power.
That's hysterical.
So we're like, "Yeah, we're gonna stay here and fight the water." And we like barricaded the whole house.
Nothing happened.
It was fucking it was like windy.
Full electricity, cable worked fine. Yeah. I just wrote it out, cleaned the apartment a little bit, took a shower.
We even drove
hair.
Down.
Good.
We drove down to the East River just to see what the fuck was going on. I mean, the water did pour over, but you know, nothing happened.
Well, no,
else.
I worked.
Downtown was super fucked.
Yes,
but we
that's
just
where
wrote
I worked.
It out.
Yeah, like Battery Park was all fucked.
And
yeah.
the East Village was all fucked. My friend who lives there, she said like all her shit went bad in her fridge and restaurants were giving away food because nobody could keep anything cold. Cause craziness down there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Manhattan's probably the most vulnerable. Manhattan's...
For
sure. If something crazy happens,
starting
which it
here.
Will eventually. But it could be in 100 years, the three of us could be just fucking rotting underground by
Jesus
then.
Jesus Christ.
Your kid is going to see that happen.
Listen, I'm going to live to be
123. Sorry, Shane. God, I wouldn't want to live to 123. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be in a really sorry state at 123. Like, you would not have been
he
fucking
just
for a while.
Looks the same. He just somehow he's 123. He still looks like that.
You're gonna age very well.
If
you've
I
got
was,
a very sweet face.
If I was 123, I would just be just jerking off every day.
That's no, you wouldn't.
It
your
wouldn't
dick wouldn't work,
and your wrist wouldn't work like that either.
Yeah.
That's
trust
an old
me.
Wrist and lots of jerking off in between.
No, trust
well, then
us.
I'm getting a nurse who wears a glove and she makes it happen.
That's
every
called
day.
A hooker, and you can get one.
Well, that's fine. That's
they are two different people. Usually,
and guess how hot the hookers are going to be in 123 years? I'm gonna be killing it.
It's going to be a robot.
You're going to be crushing
it's
old
be
a robot hooker.
It's going to be crushing old ass. I'm going to be dead.
You know what movie I want to see? Ex Machina or Machina or however you
Machina.
Say it. Ex Machina.
You
I
got
to butcher any name
what
ever.
What is that?
It's this movie that looks amazing
it
about
does.
Robots.
Robot Woman. I want to see that too.
Woman.
He fucks her.
He fucks a robot?
I think so. That's what the trailer leads
you
us to believe.
You can't fuck a robot.
Well,
I've
we
tried.
Don't. You don't know that. She's female.
Tried.
I'm working on this bit, by the way, so let me give that a quick thing.
Get into that later.
But I want to work on a bit about the robot thing, because
fucking robot.
There's this real robot on YouTube that people made. We've kind of talked about this part, but
what?
But I just love, there's like a robot that was made in Japan, and I see it in my first
a woman,
and I but
that's what they do. They're all lonely people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're like, oh, look sweet at the robot, and everyone, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, fuck, we're doomed. Like, have we not seen enough movies where we die with this? And then everyone though is commenting like, does she have a vagina? And I'm like,
does she?
You're
that
worrying
is
if
the
you
question
can,
yeah, that I will pay to
yeah,
get the answer
why
to.
Why are we worried if you can come in it? They're going to take over the world if we
first
keep doing
of all
this.
You can come in it because
but
it can't make a baby.
How will they take over the world by being cummed in?
They weaken us.
They weaken us.
Oh yeah. They take your cum and then they take
you,
over
no
you.
No man can resist a hot robot. It's like
listen,
the ultimate Asian chick.
I can resist it because I'm not like I'm
you're not into
I'm afraid
Asians.
Of, I'm not. But
we just lost our
this
Asian audience.
No,
he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
No, I did. I'm not. I don't.
You're
know,
allowed to have a
to
preference.
Asians.
You've never
okay.
dated an Asian.
I've never dated an Asian.
Have you
I've
dated all the
Asian.
Other races though? Because I have. I've only dated white.
No, I've dated Spanish girls too.
You're Spanish.
I'm not Spanish.
You're Spanish. Oh. I like how you said that. You're Spanish.
You're Spanish, though. Stupid.
Stereotypes. Yeah,
I've heard 1,000 girls say that in my actual life. It's a real thing.
What the fuck are we talking? Oh, I would never put my dick into a robot's mouth because she could crush
Jesus.
It.
She could also crush it with her vag, though.
Of course.
She might have a super vag.
I know, but that's why I'm scared.
God, everyone would have to build up. Don't stick your dick
listen,
in anything made of metal.
If you're going
to
fuck a robot,
that's sound advice.
You build up the trust with her. You can't just fuck a robot one night
no,
stand and meet her
around.
In a bar.
She builds a trust
she's
with
drinking
you.
Oil.
By the time
you're
you fuck her,
beers.
It's too late. She's got you.
No.
Yeah, she'll seduce the shit out of you. You don't
oh,
even know.
Yeah.
She's got robot tricks up her non-sleeve.
Robots can seduce the fuck out of you.
She's going to get you.
If I didn't have a show tonight, I'd go see that movie right now. Right the fuck now.
The fact that you don't think it can happen is your weakness.
I'm not
Karen.
Fucking robots.
Karen,
I mean, hey, why?
Speaking
I see
truth.
It in your robot fucking eyes.
I'm not fucking robots. Because they can bite your dick right off.
Future robot I mean, fuckers who we're talking to.
They will bite your dick off. The no. bad ones.
I mean, anyone could bite your dick off, but the difference is if someone bites my dick and they're human, you could hurt them. But a robot, you're hurting your hand if you hit them.
You know? Can't, yeah, you can't beat
just
a robot.
Short out with water.
What the fuck are we talking about right now?
We're having the best time.
This
I'm
is what
so
happens
stoned.
When you don't have... Karen's like, what are we talking about? I'm like, I don't know. Let's talk about the end of the world,
Kate,
even though I have no knowledge
of
it.
Would you suck a robot dick?
Oh, that's a great question, Kate. Yes, I'll answer yes.
I'm going to say no. Why would I suck a robot dick?
Maybe you could get something great out of it.
I'd fuck a robot, maybe. I don't know.
Would
I'm
you?
All about the spiritual connection.
Bro, you got a dildo as a fucking
if it,
robot.
If it got me.
That's also a good point.
Wait,
what'd
you
Kate,
say?
What do you
dildo's
say
a robot. It's a robot dick.
You know, I know.
But is the fact that a robot is attached to a robot dick like
I mean,
more
maybe
gross?
I would. I don't know. It's just more. It starts to cross the line.
Are you as hard up like him against fucking robots? Because I'm not really that opposed to it. Like he said, it's like dildo territory.
I don't know how hot these robots.
Imagine
are
the hottest though. Like if we made them, why not make them super?
Are
we can make a fat robot.
No,
yeah.
But
can
like,
you imagine a robot dick though? I'm just thinking about the vibrations.
Okay,
show
relax.
Is like,
but you can buy that now,
guys. I'm
gonna
take a
10-minute
break
of any kind attached.
Bro,
it's
you
the
could,
greatest.
Exactly. You could just hold it. It's like a broomstick. It's like a selfie stick.
When you're
but
done,
like
you just throw it in the garbage.
Listen, I'm down for vibrators, but it might be nice to like have more of a body to it that I can like hold. That's just sad. That's sad.
That
now.
Will sadden you.
That yeah. Now think
that's
about
why
those
people don't
want
to fuck robots. It's sad.
Well,
I'm gonna start making dildos with like a torso attached so that you can hold on.
No, I don't. Thank you. I'm good. Listen,
you can just
one
use
day
the existing
I'll,
man
one
pillow
day I'll
that they
know
already
human
make
touch.
And add a dildo to it.
Mm.
They have. I'm sure we've seen those mannequins that have holes in them, like those real life dolls that
these dudes
order.
They're very expensive.
They're like $5,000, and dudes like
fucking
marry
hot.
Them.
Yeah,
why
I
would you pay $5,000 for a doll when you could just pay for hookers?
Because it's
you
like,
don't want a person, really. You just want something that looks and feels.
And
like
they
want to
live
with
it.
No person there.
Why?
And a hooker costs like what? I don't know how much. I mean, I guess a cheap hooker is like $100, but like.
So you tell her here's that extra $20. Don't just pretend to not. Be a doll. Just be
but
a
haven't
doll.
You ever used like when you're at CVS and there's someone behind the register and you just use the self checkout like because it's you don't want to talk to anybody? It's like that of fucking. I get
that's
it.
That's hysterical, Karen. That's a great.
There's
comparison.
A human there waiting to receive you and serve you as she was employed to do, but you're not having it.
I don't know. Well, you saw the documentary or whatever it was on those, and it was weird. the guys who like get seriously attached.
I know, and I saw that Ryan Gosling movie, and he's so cute in that. He's a doll fucker, but he's really cute.
Wait, he looks a little creepy in that movie. Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, but he played a Nazi, so he looked creepier.
There's a movie where Ryan Gosling's fucking dolls.
Yeah, it's Lars and the Real Girl.
It doesn't like focus on the sex as much as you would hope, but
I don't hope. I just want to know why the fuck.
But he's just like a very, I don't know, attractive robot fucker, I guess.
Okay.
Type.
That's good. He's wasting his looks on robots.
Just in the movie.
We banged a baby into a real chick.
What?
Yeah. He had a...
He banged a baby into a real chick.
Wait, what?
He made a baby.
Eva Mendes, that actress. Oh. I'm the only one who knows about this. Yeah, he knows.
He didn't bang a baby.
Evan. Wait, nice to meet you. She wasn't a baby.
He fucked a baby into her that she gave birth to.
They had sex, they made a baby. That's what she's saying, but in a funny way. Jesus. Keep up, Kate. Fucking God.
My bad.
We're there now, though.
I got it now.
You're just like, he fucked a baby? Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, you said he fucked a baby into a real chick, and that sounded...
Oh, like he fucked a child back and then up somehow, into her.
Yeah, I just didn't understand what was happening. Joe, can you not act annoyed right now?
How about just make sense?
I know. I apologize.
Do
I don't
you
know.
See in baby? This, like, how your son's going to be when he gets older?
Do you think Shane will be like that?
I've never met your kids. No, so no I don't shot. Know.
Shane is...
I'm way worse than your son. Your
Shane is like a
person.
Blonde. He's going to get darker hair, years Shane. On him. Shane's just a little angel. But Joe's he's a really sweet dude.
He seems very sweet.
Yeah, look into his eyes. I always tell everyone, look into his eyes. That's a good soul right there. It's a good soul. Yeah.
All right. I'm
You're someone who wouldn't harm someone, wouldn't
I'm
really
so
lie.
Kate, I will punch someone in the face. Particularly you.
He hates it. I do this every time.
That's sweet.
Because, yeah, I just feel like you don't... Oh, okay. You don't meet a lot of, like, really kind souls, you know? And he's a kind soul.
What do I got to send anthrax to your house now for you to stop saying this?
I'm sorry. You don't like compliments?
No.
What about when Sammy compliments you? Do you like those?
She doesn't.
When she's like, oh, that dick. Oh, my name's Sammy. Oh, hey, Sammy's mom. My name's Sammy, and I love your dick, Joe.
Well...
That's not...
Who's Sammy?
That's his girl.
Oh.
He's got a girlfriend. She's lovely. So hot.
Can I see?
Show her a picture of Sammy.
No.
I'll describe Sammy to you.
Sammy's
vagina. How tall is she?
Just eventually you'll say yes.
5'6", 7'2". I don't fucking know.
So she's got like a model body with...
She's between 5'2" and 5'7".
Big... You're such a... With big perky boobs. And like...
All right.
A great personality. Like she has depth without being so emotionally volatile like me. Do you know what I mean? But she still had, like, you can still have a real good conversation with her, but he doesn't have to put up with, like the meltdowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That probably, do you get the meltdowns?
Well, what do you mean by the meltdowns?
Forget it.
Okay.
You don't have meltdowns?
Of course, I think
you don't got, you don't got those meltdowns?
Everybody gets meltdowns, right? It's when you
Kate
melt down.
Kate gets them, like, every other fucking
reform.
Day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't you ever freak out, Evan? Anybody? Yes,
I don't freak out nearly as much as Kate.
Well,
does.
I live with Kurt Metzger, so that's like another level of being provoked. And when I freak out, it's totally not my fault. I've been pushed to the limits.
Mm.
I freak out probably like...
When I'm on my own and single, I don't really freak out on anyone. I just get really emotional.
Because you
though.
Need someone to freak out at. That's like the whole
yeah,
soul
I just,
of freaking out.
I'll cry
out.
By myself sometimes, though,
yeah,
for
so
sure.
Well, we all will. We've all been there.
Do you cry ever, Joe? Get off your god! Oh, you're showing
Sammy. Sammy just texted me. She said, "I'm 5'4". Tell Kate I love her.
Is she watching live?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Sammy! I don't know
camera
which camera.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's fucking, oh, it is. Yeah,
which one? That one?
Hello, Sammy.
It's your main one right now.
Sammy, that one. Go show her a picture of Sammy.
Can I see what she looks like?
God.
Yeah, Sammy's like a perfect girl to date. Seriously, like I'm not just saying like because.
Here we go.
Like I said, like you can talk to her, but.
How long have you guys been dating?
She's not gonna bring him into her shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
How old is
I'll
she?
Spiral you a bit into my shit. Without meaning to, but
there you go.
I'm a bit of a tornado.
Wow. Risky.
Yeah.
That was.
Can I
look at her?
Oh shit. Is your thing protected?
And how fucking cute that she's watching you too.
You have to put your
That is so Sammy! Listen, if I ever become a lesbian, ditch the zero, get with the hero.
If I ever become a lesbian.
Oh shit, wow. She's really hot, this chick.
She's hot. Sammy.
Sammy.
She is. She's very
Shout
hot.
Shout out. So Sammy's also watching live because the people who are listening to this, you might not be watching
attractive.
Live, but we're all talking to Sammy in a video camera. This is very the future. That's Sammy.
This is now.
The
These are
camera.
Fucking robots.
These are robots.
Put your dick in the microphone.
No, it's more you put your vagina on the microphone.
I have a question.
My vagina could never go. Okay,
I can't accommodate
you. I would get such a bad infection.
This is just garbage.
That's bad.
No, I mean, I love this studio.
Can I help you?
Yes.
You're kind of interrupting us right now, but what?
You're talking about vagina infections? I'm sorry.
Have you ever had a penis infection?
I had a UTI in high school.
Really?
During football season.
I think you told me that. Shitty. You had that dirty dick.
No, all my football stuff, like, I never washed. It was funny.
Well, that's weird.
Who did I tell that to? Where I was like, yeah, I just didn't wash my stuff. Or I said I didn't wash my shit. So they took it as I didn't wash my dick for the whole season. I was like, I meant like my football stuff, like my practice stuff. I wouldn't like.
How often do you shower every day? Right,
every day. My Lord,
I don't shower every day.
I only shower
but
once
I'm
a day.
But I'm high maintenance,
though.
And I have a whole exfoliation thing that requires showering. You were showering telling me
she shaves her vagina every day.
It's a compulsion I've had since I was a teenager.
You're like, a fun girl to date too, then.
I'm all right.
You're just.
Frequent. I'm all right. I'm good.
I have a rage that comes out when I'm about to go to sleep. That's very unflattering. But I guess apart from
that's
because
you're stressed.
Great.
Because you know if you don't get sleep, you're gonna be
it's the worst.
So cranky.
I know, and I'm such a bitch about it.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that. How we need our sleep.
But other than that, I'm really rational and like cool to hang out with.
You seem.
She's like, I'm a cool.
You heard
chick.
That, guys? Karen's a cool
down ass bitch.
I'm cool.
I'm What's down up? As fuck.
Are you do you sleep easy? Do you go right out?
No. It depends. Like the other day I fell asleep at like 9:30 because I had the longest day and I was just fucked.
So jealous of that ability. I take like.
Oh, I wish.
I'm the worst.
No, but like it doesn't sleep. Happen like often. Like I'll stay up. I'll lay in bed for a fucking hour and just be like, fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not even that bad.
But I wake up.
An hour's not that bad.
I
not
wake up bad. Every day at like 5:30. So now my body's
naturally?
I go to the gym in the morning. So like now, like today I didn't go to the gym, but I was up at 6 a.m. just like wide awake just because I usually get up around that time.
I can't imagine going to the gym at 5 or 6 in the morning. Like my body wouldn't even be able to do it.
I have a coworker who does that. She just drags her ass out of bed and just goes.
I can't. Yeah.
And just puts herself through the motions. It's
the
crazy
hardest
to me.
Part is standing up. But once you're up,
that's
you're
what she
up.
Said.
The hardest part is just standing
but
up.
But see, I don't subscribe to a once I'm up, I'm up philosophy. I believe once I'm up, I could be back asleep soon.
Really?
Yeah. There have been times. You really have
Mornings
to fight it.
Mornings are very hard for me.
I stand up.
That's my weakest point.
And I look at my bed and I'm like, I could hit that right now.
Once
get an
I
extra
make
hour.
The bed, it's like brushing my teeth. Like, you know, you don't want to eat right after you brush your teeth. Like when the bed's made, you're like, all right, I'm not going to fuck it back up.
Oh, I don't even make my bed.
No,
what is that?
Fucking
you just
no.
shake out the covers.
No.
Cannot be the only one.
What are you, a 50s housewife?
Jesus, girl's making her bed and shaving her vagina every day?
Yeah. What are you?
The fuck?
Making the rest
showering
of
every day?
Bad. Yeah, God.
Oh, my God.
Karen.
And I'm a financial burden to my boyfriend. I fit the exact stereotype of a 50s housewife.
You're a 50s housewife.
Oh, my God. This has been so instructive.
He must be making... So her boyfriend's Kurt Metzger.
Kind of.
And
I mean,
he's one of the main writers.
Well. Very, very proud of him.
For Inside Amy Schumer. And he's very successful. He does, I'm sure, his own...
He has an hour that's amazing called White Precious. He's like... He's doing great.
Yeah, he's killing the game right now.
He's crushing the game.
So he must be bringing in... Oh, he must be bringing in that bank. Right
he's
now.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like taking the whole summer off from my job to just like do stand up and write.
Good for
and
you.
And he's totally bankrolling it, which is like the coolest.
Aw.
It's just like involves a lot of dick sucking for me. But other than that, it's like a very fair deal. And I'm
totally
so
worth
proud
it.
Of him.
Do you like sucking dick, Karen?
No, I don't think anybody really
I
likes
like
it.
Sucking dick.
This
but,
is a
okay,
great,
but if
now
you've
we're
been
fucking
with someone,
moving. Evan, how
like,
you doing?
If you've been with someone for most of a decade, like, then it's kind of the same dick sucking a lot of the time. So, and I'm not like, I'm super not bored. We've been together forever and like, I'm still
sucking his dick.
Sucking his dick, but, but yeah, it's like, you know, it gets to be
you
a
you did
like,
perk up. You're a little more awake now.
There we go.
Thanks, Mom.
You guys do have like a very like
almost mother son.
It's true.
It's weird. Which makes me feel really old.
Yeah, you're
but it, I'm like, look at his eyes. Such kind eyes. I do it all the time.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him.
How long have you guys even like known each other?
Fucking a year.
How long have you been watching him
yeah,
grow?
Yeah, but we were good friends. Yeah, right. I remember when my Joey was just 5'4".
Early 20s is a very
back to dick sucking
important time.
No, let me.
Life.
So when I first met, when I first met you, we just like hit it off. We were good friends already, pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
But then it was through the podcast, really, that I really got to know him and become his mother. That's when I adopted him.
I did Nikki and Phil's podcast. I mean, Anya. I'm sorry. That was, I think Nikki used to be on it. But it was
She's not on it anymore?
They had like a brother-sister. No, I guess she's busy. Okay. But they had like a very brother-sister vibe, like where she made fun of his sweaters. And it was really cute. It's cute. Like the little podcast families that develop here.
Yeah. We're a podcast family.
Sucks.
Me and Santa Guts. Fuck off.
I hate you, Mom. I love Whatever. You, son.
You're so embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. He treats me like I'm embarrassing him. I'm proud of you, okay?
You make me sick.
This is so sweet. Yeah. Sammy. And I don't know. Where are you, Sammy?
Sammy!
Oh, my gosh.
This is the sweetest.
You should see him and Sammy. They're
and
a really
talk
good
about
relationship.
Her, like,
I like her.
Yeah.
She's a good.
That's so sweet.
He's
going
to get annoyed at me, but because. He hadn't had like a long girlfriend in a while.
You're 23.
And yeah, of course. And I just didn't know. I was like, who's he going to get? You know, it's such a mom. I'm like, am I going to approve?
Here's what happened. Yeah, also.
Sammy is amazing.
Here's what happened.
She's
and
been on the podcast.
Less.
Exactly. He just my Joey deserves the best. And he's got the best.
I do. I
and
do.
I do.
Now set your mom up. No, I don't want to be set up, honestly.
You want to?
Well,
because a lot of comics now
fuck
are
am I
like
setting you up?
Finding out I'm single, and I'm like, I really don't feel like dating right now. I feel like getting my shit together. I did yoga today and started weeping through downward facing dog. I'm like, I need to get my life together.
You are the most baggage ever.
I've got some baggage.
The most. Just crying
you'll
when you're
get
happy.
There. You don't need
sad,
to take that
everything.
Judgy kind of way.
Yeah, look at. I thought I raised you differently, okay? I thought I raised you to not be judgmental.
If you think you won't get there,
I'm very vulnerable and open with my emotions, okay? I wear my heart on my sleeve. Sorry that that's a crime. Hey, Sammy, don't cry a lot in front of Joe, okay?
She cries in front of me.
Have you
ever cried? Yeah, but an appropriate amount.
Huh?
An appropriate amount. She doesn't like. See. Oh, because I cry after sex, huh? Because I cry.
No, I mean, you do that.
I've
but
done that.
See?
Sometimes I'm just like, I
listen,
feel like crying.
Yeah,
it's not a big
it opens
deal.
You up. I know.
It's like super not a
but
big
the,
deal.
But the way she said that.
It's not
I've,
a weird thing
I've
me.
Done that. I've
you
done that.
You cried after sex?
No, she said, I've done that. You I know have. What I've done? I've jumped off a cliff into water, but I don't do that on a regular basis. There's a difference.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Just shut your mouth.
I'm
okay?
done. That's all I have to say. I'm
I
going,
wish we.
I'm out of here.
I would love to see Joe one day just weeping after he comes. Wouldn't that be so funny? You just yeah. weep on Sammy's.
Unless my
big
dick is in a meat grinder.
Tits.
I think probably lots more people do that than we would suspect.
A lot of people cry after sex.
I've
after
talked to
coming
some,
specifically.
Yeah, I've talked to some of my girlfriends about because there's been this big thing because guys are always like that's weird, and a lot of my girlfriends are like, oh yeah, I do that. So what?
I haven't experienced that. And if I do, now I'm going to think about Kate Wolf and be like, hey, what the fuck? Kate, can we talk?
If you do cry after
diagnosis.
Sex, I get the call.
No, I'm not going to. If I experience it, someone cries after sex.
Oh, yeah. I've never been with a guy who's cried after sex. That would take me back for a second, so just because I'm not used to it.
That would be really unattractive on a man, to be honest.
Really? I think it depends.
And you're right to not do that.
He's so beautiful.
Karen!
Well, we didn't say that he was saying, you're so beautiful. That's different.
No, this is beautiful.
Oh, no. Said. Boo! No, yeah, this no. Unflattering.
This is amazing.
I mean, you're a sweet guy, but...
I just feel like people don't connect enough. I feel like we're all we've got these guards up, like crying and being sensitive. It's all normal.
It is normal.
So what you view as baggage is just me being really open. I do have my own defense mechanism.
No, when I say baggage, it's just that first of all,
I'm
kidding.
A lot to handle.
First of all, I'm kidding.
That's
and
for fuck
that's
for sure.
That's for fuck sure, yeah.
That's
but what I meant by that is that you're very like you overanalyze a lot of things.
Oh yeah, true, true.
Which is, you know, that causes a ton of shit. Because you're like, wait, you didn't call me back. Now you're calling me back. You have a guilty like, you just make up some shit. Like, you'll just make something out of nothing.
Well, that's true. I have a tendency.
Yeah.
But I will tell you.
She does calmer. That to me. She's like, you don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, Kate,
will
I'm
you
just
ignore
at work.
My calls for like a day and I'm trying to ask you about a pot? This is what's annoying about him, though, is that like if he's busy all of a sudden, you won't hear from him for like 24 fucking hours when you're trying to set up a time to schedule the podcast.
I swear it's like talking to my own mom. My parents are like, why can't you answer a text? It's really not that hard. We just texted you. Just send anything so we know you're not
this
dead.
Is what's
and I'm
annoying.
Like, it's a burden.
No, but the moment he needs something, like a favor from me, this dude will start calling, hey, call me. Then, and I'm like, of course. You know what that's called? Lack of awareness, motherfucker. Thank you.
I'm just very, I get the job done.
I'm a doer,
Kate.
I'm a doer. I'm like, Joe, are you free this date?
No.
I need to lock it in the schedule. Don't hear from
Listen,
you.
Listen, I have
moment
no excuse.
The he needs something, he wants me to film for Elite Daily, no. Gen Y. He's like, K, and I'm like, no. So, do you know what I mean? It's like, sometimes I'm like, yo, get the fuck back to me. I don't care if this is not the first thing on your list.
Listen, that's not what I'm saying. I have no excuse for that. Sometimes I get busy. Sometimes I forget to text you back or call
sometimes
you
Sometimes we get to tweet the podcast.
But what I'm talking about is when you go, you just seem like you don't like want to do it. Like, yeah, you hate me. I'm like, no, I don't. Or she'll be like, hey, I'll be like, what's up? And she go, why are you saying that? And I'm like, what? She's like, just
yeah,
say
but sometimes,
hi.
Sometimes I'm fucking fuck? With you. No, sometimes I fuck with him because
fuck
it's
that. I just want to yell. I don't know why. I'm just so fucked.
No, because sometimes when he's acting annoyed, like if I text him and he gives me like a weird, I'll just be like, you know, I'll just be ridiculous. But anyway, I am a lot to handle and I do overanalyze things. It's going to take
and
a very
we can,
strong
and I'm not fucking robots,
man.
By the way.
What?
Say that again?
Something about robots. Fucking, I just brought it back to the robots.
Wait, and why shouldn't this be
It's
going
to take a really
fucking.
Centered robot
That's
to date
That's going
to
be your title.
What's it?
Robot. Something about robot fucking.
Yeah, but we already have one called Robot Girlfriends.
Oh.
So you can call it...
Joe fucks a robot.
No, I don't fuck a robot. That's
not bad,
what the thing
though.
Is.
It's a working title.
I don't
Joe robots. Gets seduced by a robot.
Well, is it cheating if you fuck a robot?
That's gonna get people's hopes up too about the podcast.
Yeah, then
you guys are not gonna deliver on.
Yeah, no,
because he's not actually fucking a robot.
No, I'm not gonna fuck a robot,
which is an unreasonable. So
don't. Yeah, her vagina just
can you imagine?
And your dick just crushed, and then you're bleeding out of your dick wound, and that's how you die.
I feel like what are you doing?
I don't know. I just felt.
Are you okay?
No. Am I ever okay?
I don't know, man.
We're all insane. We're all crazy.
We're
just gotta embrace it.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Guys, I think we've got another hour left on Earth.
What is wrong with you guys right now?
We're just fucking around. What's wrong
with
you?
Well, I'm scared, Kate.
You know why you're upset? You're losing. Your blood flow can't make it past those fucking sleeves you're wearing.
Oh, dude, that was a sick joke. Oh, my God. That was so sick.
That
was so sick.
Good.
Oh, man. That was so good.
Dude, seriously, though, that shirt's not okay.
Mm.
Sammy, text Joe. Look at his shirt and be honest. Is that shirt okay? Joe's got a short sleeve plaid shirt on that he rolled up the sleeves to. Like, no.
Kate,
never.
You came in here one day wearing a shirt that looked like a fucking second grader made it in art class.
I know what shirt you're talking about.
And it's
about.
Like, fuck, it looked like three shirts stitched together and someone drew on it. And she's like, you know, this is cool, right?
Okay, listen, but you know what? This is what self-awareness is. My bad. I said, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I shouldn't have wore this. You're right. I'm not 4 years old. That's called self-growth, self-awareness. If you had it, you'd be like, you know what? I made a mistake. Okay? You're still trying to own that decision. And that's where you're bad at. So, and that's why
you
might.
I'm not taking it off.
Yeah.
She did just break it down.
I'm not taking
it
off. It
might seem like I'm a lot to handle, but maybe I'm just more honest with myself and my emotions. So you know what? When I'm feeling an emotion, it comes out. Motherfucker Joe with that shirt on. Not okay.
Okay.
It's okay. We all make mistakes.
Was it like expensive though?
No.
No, it's a shirt. I don't spend any money on it.
No, just can you unroll those sleeves?
I don't have anything that's very expensive.
Good.
Think,
did Sammy? How come Sammy didn't text whether she likes the shirt or not? Did she stop watching?
Shut the fuck up.
Mom. Shut up, Mom.
First of all, Sammy's mom listens and loves me.
I was just kidding. This is really funny. It's really, really funny. This whole podcast is charming and
you're
adorable.
So high. It's crazy.
I'm so high, though. It's like, it feels weird that I'm even on here and the lights are super bright.
Really?
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
One time.
It's still hot in here.
I have swamp ass. Like, my ass is just soaking wet.
It's disgusting.
You want some?
No.
All right.
I'm good.
I'm going to offer because I'm polite.
My vagina is so hairy right
and
now.
And we're back.
Like 2.5 months unshaved hair. I was doing yoga in
my
shorts.
Why don't you be honest with yourself
and
shave your fucking vagina?
No. I'm honest that it's hairy. I'm also honest that I'm being too lazy. Why am I going to shave when I'm not going to get dick? I'm not doing that. Okay.
Why do people wash their cars, Kate?
I don't wash my car, Joe.
I don't even know if that even made if that correlated.
That didn't.
It didn't. I just felt like saying it.
At
people
some point,
wash their cars in case they get fucked. No, I don't. Same reason, Joe. Think about it.
I don't. I've never had a one night stand. So if I meet someone who's a prospect, then I'll get ready for it. But I'm not at a place right now where I want to date. So I'm just going into hibernation, and my vagina looks like a bear. Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's cute, cuddly.
You only have to take care of it if anybody's gonna see it.
Yeah.
Seriously, when was the last time you shaved it?
2.5 months ago.
2.5 months.
Well, you looked really sad, actually.
That's like my head. Does it look like my head?
No, I can't grow hair. Can you imagine if my vagina had the style that your hair has right now? You just go down as a goatee and just like a little puff up in the front.
Does your dad have really good hair? Because you look like you're going to have good hair for a while.
Oh, yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Because it's very dense.
Oh, my dad's not bald. So
that's a big deal.
But he has gray
good
hair.
Good for you.
That's everybody gets gray hair. But the question is baldness.
No, he's not bald. All thank right. God.
Well, there you go. That's going to be you.
Let's go. Keep my hair. I can't rock a bald look. If I shave my head bald, I'd look like an asshole. I used to have a buzz cut. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
You look different.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, you look better with hair.
Yeah.
Well, you can, like, affect your own head shape more with hair than without. Without hair, you're, like, very, very naked.
Whatever God gave you, that's what you're rocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look at old
who
pictures.
Knows my head shape's probably really
it's
weird.
It's probably super fucked, but you'll never see it.
Ooh, maybe I have an alien shape where yeah. Everyone would know we're I'm really an alien.
I mean, probably a surprising number of people. I met this kid once. The back of his head was totally flat.
Really?
It was really weird. And like his hair was kind of cut like yours, but then, you know, like longer up top and shorter on the sides and back. But then because of the flatness of his head, it really like accentuated the flat. The
interesting.
That flat. Like, you know, like, yeah. It was like he was never rotated as a baby.
Oh.
He was so flat-headed. How do you get a head that flat?
You just, I don't know.
That you lie on a flat
maybe
thing.
It was as a baby. His parents just left him fucking laying in the crib for hours.
Just chilling there.
Or maybe and just pressed his head up against a fucking brick wall for like an hour a day.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you just know, saying. There's like people who live in like a forest or something who strap wooden boards to like babies' heads and flatten them out.
Yeah.
Or lengthen them.
Right. Why the
it
fuck?
It makes them conical.
But why would they do that?
It's like the style over there. I don't know.
They
I think
style
most,
their fucking heads?
Yeah. It's like really God. Crazy. It's like if you pierce your
woods.
Ear kind of, but like in a head elongating way.
Except you're fucking up your brain.
I don't know. That's maybe your
cool.
Brain can just, it's very, your brain is
I don't
plastic.
Know.
You know, plastic meaning not like plastic, like, well, it's the same kind of idea. It means that it can change shape and retain its integrity.
Okay. Huh. Wasn't a brain expert. But now, but now I
expert.
Am. All right, dudes. We're going to wrap this.
Too much information for me.
Wow.
Right?
45 minutes has flown by. This has been so real. And I'm very stoned.
I'm not stoned.
I continue
this
to be very
so you're,
stoned.
Are you still drunk?
I don't think so.
I feel like you got annoyed at me about 15 times during this podcast. Oh, am I doing 16. It again?
That's
am I doing
not
it again?
Unusual for you guys, though, is it?
Like, no, it always
like
happens.
A very normal dynamic.
Yeah.
She's what?
One day, I'm just not going to return your calls for a month, and we'll see. He's not going to give
no,
a
you
shit.
Won't.
I know. I'm not like I'm
you
not that kind
him.
Of person.
He's not going to give a
I'm
shit.
I'm not that kind of person. Oh, you know what I want to talk about real quick?
Yes.
Ignoring people in fights. Don't do it.
What do you mean?
That's
oh,
all.
Oh.
Fighting
PSA.
Styles. Yeah, this is a PSA, guys.
Fist fights.
When you get into a fight with your loved ones. Don't go cold and ignore them. That ain't cool,
but
son.
Sometimes you don't want to fucking talk to the fucking asshole who just made you mad.
Whoa, Karen, what's going on here?
Jesus well, Christ. Some things are bubbling up. I'm getting bubbles.
Uh-oh.
We've discussed that you do this.
I'm rageful, yes, and I cannot talk to anybody or look at their stupid face if I'm mad at them. It makes me madder. I need time by myself to cool the fuck down, get my shit together, and I will re-engage when I'm ready, but... Right off the bat, no,
maybe
I
it's
can't.
About being with someone who just has the same or a fighting style that works with yours. I literally here's a quote because I love quotes. It says you need to find someone whose demons play well with yours. You know what I mean? I don't know who said it, but hey, I just love
you're the person who knows a quote without knowing who said it.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, fuck off. But no, you know what I mean? Like, a really smart doctor. Because some people need space when they're angry, but it's like if you're someone who likes to talk things through and you get anxious when that, you know, it's good to have someone who has your fighting style.
I also like to talk things through and I'm anxious, but it doesn't bear on my fighting style, which I guess is like more aggressive than you think. But I it's a compulsion. I get into fights with Kurt because he has your fighting style. He wants to talk it out. And it makes the fight worse. It drives me farther into anger.
No. Oh.
I can't come out. I can't talk my way out of it. I need to just be out of it and then resolve the issue.
Oh, you need to first calm down?
First calm down, then we can talk it
out.
How
long does it take you to calm down?
Sometimes it depends on the severity of the fight. Sometimes it could be...
A day?
That's a really bad one. We live together. To not speak for a day is like hardcore fighting.
Yeah.
But I also work during the day, so it could be like overnight, but then I go to work and I don't see him all day long. Mm. You know what I mean?
I'm a talker.
You're a communicator, yeah. My sweet Joey.
That's probably the better way to be, honestly.
I don't wait for the fight to happen. Get it before.
But when you're with someone long enough, like these things just build up like long term instead of just being a short term thing, and then it comes out and you're like, oh, that's a problem, I guess.
I don't know. I try to stress to people that like I'm dating, like if you ever have a problem, like whenever, like I told you this, whenever Sammy hit like text me like a long text about something, the first thing I say is I'm glad that you told me this.
That's sweet and very mature.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want her. If she says something like that and then we fight about it,
get past it.
Right. Yep. So if she says something like that and then we fight about it, then the next time it's like, oh, if I bring this up, we're just gonna have a fight. But instead, I'll be like, I'm glad that you fucking said this. You know what I mean? And then we'll just fucking talk about it.
Well, you just diffuse this bomb that like will later go off worse if you don't deal with it now.
Because what I think happens, this is why I say it. I think what happens in a lot of relationships, and it depends on, you know, sometimes it's the girl that goes cold. Sometimes it's the guy. And sometimes it works. Sometimes that fighting style, both people want to cool off and then they can come in and work it out. But if one person's like wanting to communicate and the other person's just going cold and not responding to calls or whatever, what happens is that person now is going to say, okay, if they hate that feeling, they're like, okay, if I bring things up or whatever, this person can just go cold on me. And because I don't want that to happen, they almost have more power than you. You know, that can happen often where the power shifts. So if the power's not shifting and the fighting style works, then do whatever you need. But
in my experience, someone who has that kind of fighting style, when they aren't able to fight it out how they want, get kind of abusive, like verbally. Like,
which person gets abusive?
The one who wants to talk it out but can't because the other one is cold and like retreating. Like that can, like, yes, it can result in hurt feelings, but they can just turn around and hurt your feeling. Like, it is a vulnerability, but then they get you.
Well, I'm talking about no, because I don't get abusive. I don't get mean when I get mad.
Oh, really?
No. No. I just want to, you know what I mean? Like, I want to talk.
She just cries.
A friend.
Yeah, no, I don't yell. I don't, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm an angel. Like, I'm sure often my eyes could look like I could tear you apart, you know, but no, I just want to. I'd rather just, even with friends, if we get into fights, let's talk this out. I don't want to do ignoring for 2 days.
Well, with friends, I'm different. Like, I with friends, I don't have the same level of, like, not emotional, like, attachment, that's the wrong word, but, like, it's a different
intimacy.
God, I'm so stoned. It's never the right call. It's never the right call, and I'm like, this time is going to be different. But... yeah, it's different. Like, it's easier to just be like, hey, listen, but I'm going to nip this in the bud right now. I'm sorry, you're my friend. I 100%. Love you. With someone you're dating, it's like holding a mirror this close to your face. Totally. And it's really hard. Like, to look at them, you have to look at yourself. And that sucks.
Well, first of all, you just dropped some hardcore knowledge. Oh my God. Yes, it is. What she's saying is true. But for me, that's even more reason. And both should not be an abusive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there should be no mean, cruel, that kind of thing. But
agreed, because that just makes another fight.
But listen to what he's saying. It's more of like communication's always the answer.
It is. I'm just saying maybe let's communicate in like 2 hours and not now. That's the only thing with needing distance.
Yeah.
Yes, it has to be talked out or else the fight's technically not over. Like, you have to end it.
Yeah.
But it, like, I can't do it right this second if we're fighting. I need a minute.
Interesting.
I haven't dealt with that yet.
That's good.
Yeah, good for you.
But like with anything, because I'm good at I don't know, I feel like I'm good at just talking to people. Like, even people, like my brother is like how you say you are, where he'll just shut off. He won't want to talk to anyone. But then
it's not a thing of being I'll good just, or not good at talking to people. But it's
no,
just,
I don't know. It's an emotional. I don't know thing. How to fucking explain it. But it's just like, yeah, it's like an emotional thing. But like he'll listen to me though. Like he won't say anything, but I'll say what I have to say, and then I'll just walk away. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards he'll be like, oh, but like I'll say what I have to say, but I'm not gonna force answers out of him. You know what I mean? Because that's the last thing.
That's a good approach.
Someone wants is to force like. Tell me how you feel. Like, I'll just say what I have to say and then just walk away.
That's what I can't take. It's like, okay, now you. And I'm like, I told you I didn't. I would just listen to him talk, but right. I don't want to fight right now. Like, that. I'm opting out of fighting right now, and I don't want to be forced to. That's, if he just, like, was like, okay, listen to me and then go, I would do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very complicated, that's why I'm, like, thinking about it. It's just very complicated because I think it's every situation, every person's different. You know what I mean? So it's hard to know.
And I think these opposite styles kind of feed on each other too. So like, because I'm so, I go cold like that, it makes him more angry. And then him pushing me to come to the table and talk makes me like want to run away.
100%. Sometimes you're just exacerbating the other one's
And it might thing. Be a matter of degree. Like if I were with someone who was also kind of cold and retreating, then maybe I would be the one who's like, wait, no, don't go.
Yeah.
You know, like I think it's like so people bring out the different sides of you that you didn't even know. We're in there in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Mm.
I don't really know where to even. Cause yeah, because I think you want to be with someone who brings out your best self.
Yeah, but
not best, that you're going to be perfect.
Best and worst are not as far as you. They're not like on opposite sides of the spectrum. They're like very close together.
I know.
What makes you great is also the thing that makes you annoying as fuck. So
amen, sister.
People are going to love and hate that about you. You know, that's normal. That's called love.
Yeah, but love's so complicated because you have to know when something is productive love and healthy love and then when something is feeling.
But it's also there's like a huge area of overlap between productive love and like sad abusive love.
We kind of talked about
there's
that
like
the last
time
you're on.
There's like a big Venn diagram like almond looking thing of that.
I agree, but they're coming from someone who's been in some abusive shit. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. there's a time when it's just you get out.
I agree.
You just get out because love. Yeah,
there's no reason to stay for true abuse.
Well, it's what you're saying with the mirror. Love, when it's intense, it's going to show you those things, and that you know the hate and the love exist. But with that being said, you can, if you really are honest with yourself, you can feel into when a love is still healthy for you and
of
when
course,
it's not.
Yeah, because it makes you better. That's like the simple barometer of whether the relationship's healthy. Are you better or are you shittier because of it?
Exactly.
That's relatively straightforward.
I feel like you've just checked out.
No, you guys were just having a conversation. I didn't have anywhere to jump in there.
Well, we'll wrap it up now anyway. Karen, where can they find? First of all, we didn't even say that you're on Race Wars.
Oh yeah, it's not my podcast, but I'm on it when I can be on it. It's okay. Really, it's fun as hell. Yeah, it's cool. You should listen to it. It's through Stand Up New York Labs, and we're on SoundCloud. And my thing on Twitter is at Karen with an E. That's K-E, Ren Margolis, and I'm on there like once every 3 or 4 days, so get ready, it's coming.
What's your Twitter, Joe?
My Twitter is at Joe Santagato.
And I'm at the Kate Wolf.
Two Fs.
Wolf.
Thanks. Bye.